Welcome everyone to another episode of The Roman Show, and this week we welcome Barrett, guitarist and vocalist of the band All Else Fails. He talks about his latest EP, The Incident at Black Lake, and the lyrics behind the work. Barrett went through some personal mental battles, and he talks about it in the album and lets us know a little bit more about the project itself. This and a whole lot more coming up next right here on The Roman Show.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in the bank.
Booster. Go.
Retro.
Go.
Fido.
Go. Fly.
Guidance.
Surgeon.
Go. Fly.
Calm.
We're go. Fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Down here.
Go.
Control.
FAO,
we are go.
Network go.
Recovery
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Thanks again, everyone, for joining us here. I am your host, Rodolfo Roman. Just a few words to welcome Barrett of the band All Else Fails. The EP is out right now, The Incident at Black Lake. It's an album that really tackles mental disorders. As you know, in North America, many people are dealing with this. We see it in the news all the times, especially after the pandemic. Many individuals battled mental disorders. And until now, we're seeing more and more with so many people, unfortunately, getting into situations that they're not able to find any help, or it's kind of not accessible. But Barrett just doesn't hold anything back. He talks about it in this album, especially in the single Devour the Sun, which is available right now. You can check out the video, actually. It's pretty cool stuff. So we'll be talking to Barrett in just a few. And make sure you follow us on the socials. That's at Roman DH for me. That's my personal Twitter account and Instagram. But you can visit The Roman Show Media on Instagram and Facebook, and at The Roman Show on Twitter. And of course, we're always live at the website, theromanshow.com. Very simple, theromanshow.com. And while you're there, make sure you click on the link for the YouTube channel and subscribe. Lots to talk about here, guys, as we are wrapping. By the way, shout out to Impact Wrestling. I had the opportunity to check out some of the tapings, and I must say that you're sleeping on it if you're not watching. They put on some great stuff, some great entertaining matches. Bully Ray was there, Matt Cardona, formerly Zack Ryder, and so many more wrestlers out there that you got to keep an eye on. Especially this one guy that really caught my attention, Speedball. I'll be honest, it was the first time I heard of him. But the guy is very exciting. He brings a lot of his martial arts into his wrestling performance, especially with Taekwondo kicks. So check out their Speedball and Impact Wrestling. They'll be having their pay-per-view next year in January, Hard to Kill. So check that out. That's January 13. All right, with that being said, special shout out to our good friends at The Black. Oh, Devil Mountain Coffee. Black coffee is so good. Devil Mountain Coffee. Check it out for yourselves. Devil Mountain Coffee. You can get it right now at your local Walmart. But you can also order it online by visiting devilmountaincoffee.com. It is the most powerful, strongest coffee today. That's Devil Mountain Coffee. Check it out for yourself. Boy, oh boy, you will thank me later once you get some of that coffee. Personally, I like the Devil Mountain Coffee Inferno Dark Roast. I personally like the beans. I like to grind them and have them very fresh. But they have a long list of coffee there that you can choose from. Organic and very powerful. You'll thank me later, especially during those days, those Mondays that you don't want to wake up. Take a little Devil Mountain Coffee and you'll thank me later. Check them out right now. DevilMountainCoffee.com. All right, enough said. Let's go ahead and welcome Barrett of the band All Else Fails. to talk about their latest EP, The Incident at Black Lake. Welcome back, everyone, to The Roman Show. And on the line, we have Barrett of All Else Fails from Canada. Their new EP is out right now, The Incident at Black Lake. And Barrett, one thing that just stands out, and we're hearing the news more and more and more often, so many people dealing with mental disorders and illnesses. And this is one thing that you covered along with your bandmates in this EP with the single there, Devour the Sun. So that right there, it's just a monumental thing. Now, I know that the EP has been out already for some time. Before we get started, and welcome to the program, I'm sure maybe you've gotten some comments from people about how this track has helped some folks through things.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hey, first off, thanks for having me. It's cool to be here. Thanks for supporting us and other indie artists. It's a big deal. It's a complicated thing, right? It's like the whole mental health crisis that's going on, especially here in North America. It's a funny thing. We didn't intend to set out to talk about that when we started writing this album. It was just a thing that kind of developed naturally. I've been dealing with that sort of shit. It wasn't the kind of thing where we were like, oh, look at what we saw on the news. Let's write about this, or here's, you know, we've heard some people dealing with this or that or whatever. As we started writing the album, I knew that for myself, I wanted to write really authentically this time around. Not that I hadn't in the past, but it was more, you know, we were more like writing about like socio-political issues. We were writing about like, you know, war and destruction of the environment and like, you know, things that are important, but they're maybe not quite as personal or like on a larger scale, right? And so this time around, I wanted to write a little more truthfully, I guess. And I was dealing with like a lot. I was struggling a lot with, you know, kind of my own mental illnesses, let's say. And I just started writing, and I do this thing where I don't purposefully write with intent when I start out. I just kind of write lyrics and sing them, and you know, it all kind of comes together. I refine them, and I go through, and it's almost like writing unconsciously, I guess. And I start picking up meanings from my own lyrics, and I realize that I was writing about myself without really intending to. And it actually ended up being this really kind of therapeutic thing. We started recording this album in early 2020, so you know, great time to be doing anything, of course. And we ended up, because of all the restrictions and all of that, and you know, our timeline disappeared, right? We didn't have to have an album out, we didn't have to go on tour, because none of those things were happening. But we ended up taking over 2 years to write this album. And, I mean, it's a 4-song EP, it's just under 30 minutes long or so, so it's like, that's a lot of time to be putting into that many songs. And we decided early on that when we didn't have any time restrictions, we didn't have anywhere to be or anything to be doing, we just wanted to really work on this album, to just like make it what exactly what we wanted. We're not beholden to a label, but we're not beholden to anything like that. So we just wanted to make something for ourselves. And we poured over this thing for 2 years, we worked on it, and then the day we finished it, I checked myself into rehab, and we kind of went from there. It's been a crazy couple of years. And question, yeah, it's interesting how many people have kind of come back with feedback from this album and said, like, even just from the simplicity of some of our videos, I don't know that I call them simple, but the simplistic kind of concepts, people are just like, oh man, like, yeah, I know what that is, like, I saw myself, you know, and that's like really interesting to hear, because like, you know, as a metal artist who's been around for a long time doing this sort of thing, people just haven't always talked like that, you know. And it was cool to be able to connect with fans and with kind of new people listening to our music in such a personal way.
So you completed the album before going into rehab?
Yeah, wow. Yeah. Basically, the day it was finished, I left.
Wow. So, I mean, I'm sure, you know, as an artist, that too probably drove you a bit crazy, because you're here, you are getting help, but at the same time, you want to know how that album is being produced, because as an artist, you want to be meticulous, make sure that it sounds right.
Yeah, I mean, I still had the opportunity to some extent. We sent it off for, like, you know, honestly, though, yes and no. So yes, because, like, you know, we spent a lot of time in the mixing as well. Our engineer, Bevan Booth, did just this incredible job, and he was kind of in the same spot. He was in no hurry to finish it. He wanted to make sure it was perfect. He really put as much into this album as we did. So I was away for a month, and, you know, during that time, they did a lot of the bass work. But when I got back, I was able to dig in with, like, kind of the finishing touches and stuff. But also, like, you know, when we started the album 2 years before, things weren't anywhere near as bad for me. So, like, it was, like, the whole descent into everything as I was working on the album. So when I left, it was a massive relief to just have it done and finished. I was so stressed about it. I was just, like, trying, you know, performing and playing, in my mind, like, above my skill level on the album. So it was, like, you know, really just, like, practicing all the time and trying to expand my skill sets and, you know, all of this stuff. It'd be easy to look at it and say, oh, it's just, you know, a metal album with some, like, programming in it or whatever, but, like, you know, we really stretched our gears and our skill sets to, like, try to come up with something, like, that really meant something musically as well as lyrically. Like, every, you know, there's so much going on in this album, and we really went out of our way to make sure that every note and every synth sound and every, you know, exploding bass thing or whatever had a reason to be there. Everything's there for a thematic reason. It's not just for, like, hey, let's put some bass boom things because they sound cool, which, you know, which they do, but, you know, everything kind of is telling its own story. And, you know, being not in the greatest of mindsets, and, you know, in the worst it's ever been, it was like kind of a mind fuck of an experience. Excuse my language, sir.
Sure, no.
But getting out of it and getting done, it was a massive relief when I got to go. And then when I got to come back, I came back, you know, fresh and was able to listen to it with new ears and go, oh, holy shit, like, that's what was going on. I don't even remember.
Wow, that's some stuff. Now, with Devour the Sun, is that pretty much sums up what you went through? Is it more of the entire EP? Because the incident at Black Lake, I mean, the first thing that just ran to me was, I don't know why, I just thought about it, was Friday the 13th, you know, because of the whole concept of the art. But is the EP pretty much a story of what you went through?
Yeah, it is. I mean, they're all a little bit different, but yeah, essentially. It's not like, you know, in order necessarily. But yeah, Devour the Sun specifically, as far as the, like, kind of lyrics went on that one, I worked with my with our old bassist, does some guest vocals on that, a guy from Sleep Race named C.D. Mitchell, and he actually wrote quite a bit on that with me, and he'd come up with kind of some of the vocal patterns and that sort of thing for the heavier parts. But when I sat down to come up with lyrics for that one, I actually kind of ended up writing out a short story about it. And, you know, for anybody interested in hearing that, I can maybe post it on our band page or something. It's in our press release, I think, which probably isn't out for the public everywhere.
Right.
But essentially, the idea of the song itself was, it follows the story of this light, and it's traveling through the universe. Like, imagine deep in space or in the galaxy, whatever you want to see it as. And it travels for so long that it forgets what it is, and, you know, it becomes all messed up by it, and it's only at the end of its life, when it catches itself in the reflection of a person, that it sees what it is. But it's already too late because it's been traveling for too long, and then it's gone. And you know, I think it's told in a more eloquent way than that, of course. But you know, the idea was that, you know, at the end of, again, we were writing this stuff kind of in the middle of the pandemic, which is, like, you know, problematic for everybody, right? But I was also having other problems going on in my life, and good things too. Like, I had my first son, but, like, all things happened kind of all right at the same time. And, you know, I was looking down the barrel of, like, music being the most important thing in my life up to that point. It disappeared. Like, we didn't know if we were ever going to, like, you know, we're not getting any younger. If the lockdowns had lasted 10 years, like they were talking about in the beginning, like, that would have been the end of the career, right? And so, like, you know, obviously it was was like kind of a bit of a metaphor for myself, like burning so hot for so many years and like being on the cusp of all the things I wanted to do and then just being totally shut down. It, like, it's, you know, it messed me up, right? So it was kind of a story for that. And then once we got into shooting the music video, I didn't really want to retell that story first and foremost because I don't know how the hell I would do that. So the video itself, if anybody has seen it, it's told in a way that it's more about the ghosts that we carry with us. It's the shit that we pick up along through our lives that we carry along and then that we pass on to, you know, to the next generation, to our kids or to the people who learn from us or whatever. So there's kind of a couple of different spins on that story. And then as far as the rest of the album goes, yeah, it's all different facets of what was going on with me. And, you know, the only exception being Crystal Mountain, which is the death cover, of course, and that's, like, not as tied in thematically. Like, it makes sense musically with it, but, you know, I didn't mess with lyrics. I didn't change any of that sort of stuff, and, you know, those aren't my words, so.
So, now, one thing I noticed, though, you definitely gotten really hard in this album, and it seems if you go back to your previous albums, right, it wasn't as heavy and as hard as this. Just midway through, I guess, through the albums that you pushed out, like the Forever Lie, where you start to kind of pick it up. But usually you see bands that they start out heavy and then they end up going lighter. We've seen it a lot with some of these metal bands, right? They started so heavy. I mean, one that comes into my head right now is Bring Me the Horizon. They started so heavy, it almost sounded like death metal, and now they've almost gone like pop. But you guys went the other way.
Yeah, you know, there's a few reasons for that. So when we first started off, like, our band's been going a long time. I think I started this with a few other guys in 2006 or so. So, I mean, it's, what is that, 15 years-ish, give or take. So we've been going a long time. And when we started off, we were really more of, like, a post-hardcore band, kind of doing our, you know, our metalcore, Alexis on Fire sort of thing. And, but, like, you know, we've been together for so long that, you know, band members change, right, over time. And different writers come in and out. And there's kind of been, like, three phases of our band. There was the first bit with those original members. And then we toured a bunch and we had kind of our first successes. And, you know, that just changed. That was 5 or 6 years. People changed and moved along. And we swapped out a couple of members. Then we had a second run. And we got quite a bit heavier at that point. That was when we put out Metropolis. And that album's pretty heavy. And then, you know, we ran that for kind of with that lineup for a while, and then it, you know, it lightened up a little bit, it changed, we were kind of experimenting with the sound, because, like, one of the things I wanted to do when I started this band is I didn't really want to put the same album out twice. In fact, I had plans to do drastically different albums, you know, and that didn't really necessarily happen, and, you know, kind of in the middle, we were doing kind of similar things, but the idea was to never really be live or locked down to anything, and then with this album, you know, we kind of hit the end of our tour running in, I don't know, maybe 2018 or so, and, you know, our lineup changed up again, so swapped out a few members. We took a little bit of time off. I was touring with some other bands, and when we got back together and rebuilt again with some, you know, kind of just swapped out with friends and other guys from other bands and that sort of thing, we came into this, and this lineup is really interesting because, this one's different. We don't really have, like, goals as far as, like, oh, we need to be heavier or we need to be lighter or we need to write for this kind of person or that. Like, I've never really believed in that. I always think that music, like, is selfish in a lot of ways. Like, I write it for me because I'm writing it. I don't give a fuck what anybody else thinks about it. Like,
sure.
You know, this is for me to express something. And the other guys are all very much that way. And the heaviness of this one, undeniably, it's our heaviest album, and I just think that's where we all are. We're all just wanting to write something that, like, I think there's a lot of beauty in it as well. There's a lot of softness, there's a lot of, like, kind of, like, ethereal, moody pieces and such in it, but at the end of the day, I think, you know, what our priority is, as musicians, is, like, aside from writing, is we want to get on stage and we want to feel it. Like, we want to just get up and hit our first few chords of riffs and just, like, feel the, like, crushing power of it. And, you know, I think there's also, like, so there's that. And also, like, you know, these are darker elements, these are darker themes, and that lends itself to heaviness. There's, like, kind of two kinds of heavy music. There's the kind where it's loud and aggressive, chuggy and whatever, but then there's also, like, it's heavy because it's heavy, like, emotionally, or the weight of what we're doing in it, like, then those are heavy songs. Like, right. It's just a different kind, you know?
Interesting enough. Well, I mean, you know, I got to commend you on what you're doing, because when people think of heavy metal, they always think of, you know, anger and worshiping the devil. But here we are, and we've seen it so much how music, especially metal, and has pretty much benefited many people who are dealing with a disorder. And even during the pandemic, it seemed that it, in a way, it brought out the best of artists, and at the same time helping those who were in need, who needed that voice, who needed to say something. And it was through music, through metal, that they were able to express themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I wholeheartedly agree. It's funny, I've always kind of thought of metal like that. Like, you know, obviously you can go back and you can find your church burning bands and, you know, that sort of stuff. But like, and you know, like whatever about that, whether that's even worse. But like, there is that. But like, I find it so funny that people outside of the scene have those opinions still about heavy music. Because like, I mean, I think back to bands like, you know, like Hatebreed, right? Like, if you remember them, they're like,
of course, they're free positive. Yeah.
This is for my friends, yeah. My family. Yeah. You know, it's yeah. Like, so much metal is so positive, and it is about bringing these things up. But like, you know, let's be honest. If there's like bad shit going on in your life, like glossing over it with some happy ass pop song isn't gonna help you. It's like gonna make you feel better. But digging into it and dealing with your shit is how you get over it. And you know, metal bands, I think, generally are like not afraid to. You know, not afraid to get into the shit, and that's like ultimately healthy, which is crazy, right?
Yeah. I mean, Perseverance is one of them that it just comes to my head. I mean, so many great songs from Hatebreed is so positive and gets you up, despite of the heaviness. Yeah. That if you take that out, just listen to the lyrics itself, they're very motivational, man. So Barrett, I want to thank you so much, and I know 2023 is around the corner. We hope to see you sometime real soon on tour, and if you do make it down here to Florida, we would love to have you and just headbang the hell out, man.
That's a huge goal for us. We've never played live in the States. We've played lots of other places, but it's a big thing that it's like time for us to get down and see, you know, see our friends, south of the border, see our fans and stuff. So yeah, I mean, I'll let you know if we're down there. And there's nothing I can talk about yet, but we absolutely will be touring in the new year, and you know, we'll have some dates to announce soon, and we're gonna have a couple of more music videos to come out still. We've more or less abandoned our social media because, you know, fuck Facebook and all of that. But, you know, we're still releasing through indie media and through supporters that way. So if anybody's interested, there is more content coming. We've got a couple more singles to come out and such. And, yeah, we're out there. We're around.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much, Barrett, and hope to talk to you soon. And Happy New Year, man.
Yeah, you as well. Rock on, man.
Thanks again, Barrett, for the interview. Again, make sure you follow the band All Else Fails. The website, theromanshow.com, has all the details you know on how to find out how to listen to their latest EP, The Incident at Black Lake. All right, thanks so much, everyone, for joining us here on the program, and we will catch you next week. We're here on The Roman Show. If you haven't been on, you haven't heard. Catch you next time, everyone. Cheers.